Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we gather to discuss a deeply personal and hopeful message. God will reward all your wasted years. This topic touches each of us profoundly, for who among us hasn't felt the sting of lost time, missed opportunities, or moments where life just seemed to pass us by? But I'm here to remind you, with all the love and sincerity in my heart, that those years were not in vain. They are precious, and God will reward every single one of them. We all have moments when we look back and feel a sense of regret or sorrow. Perhaps it was a job we didn't take, a relationship that ended, dreams that seemed to fade away, or simply time lost to distractions and mistakes. It's easy to feel like those years were wasted, like we are now behind in life's race. But I want you to know that in God's eyes, nothing is ever wasted. Imagine for a moment, standing in a vast, open field. It's barren and dry, representing those wasted years. Yet, beneath the surface, there's a world of potential. God is the master gardener who sees what we cannot. He sees the seeds of hope, faith, and future planted in that seemingly desolate ground. And in his perfect timing, he will bring forth a harvest. You see, God's reward isn't just about giving back what was lost. It's about transforming those years into something beautiful and meaningful. It's about taking the pain, the regret, and the sorrow, and turning them into strength, wisdom, and joy. God promises to restore the years the locusts have eaten, and he means it. Every tear you've shed, every moment you've felt lost or alone, he has seen and he cares. Think about those times when you felt like you were going in circles, not making any progress. Maybe you were struggling with a job that seemed to go nowhere, or you were in a relationship that left you feeling empty. Perhaps you were dealing with illness, loss, or personal failures. In those moments, it's hard to see how any good can come from such pain. But trust me, God is at work. God's reward comes in many forms. Sometimes it's a new opportunity that aligns perfectly with your gifts and passions. Sometimes it's a relationship that brings you more joy and fulfillment than you ever thought possible. Other times, it's a newfound strength and resilience that you didn't know you had. God rewards us by turning our messes into messages, our tests into testimonies. Imagine waking up one day to find that the years you thought were lost have been redeemed in ways you never expected. That job you didn't get, it led you to discover a passion you didn't know you had. That relationship that ended, it made space for someone who truly values and loves you. Those moments of struggle, they built in you a strength and character that now allows you to help others who are going through similar challenges. God's timing is perfect. We often want things to happen according to our own schedules, but God knows what we need and when we need it. He is never late. Every moment you've spent waiting, wondering, and even worrying has been a moment God has used to prepare you for something greater. Those years you think were wasted were actually years of preparation. They were years God used to shape you, mold you, and equip you for the incredible future he has in store. Think about the beauty of a caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly. The caterpillar might feel confined, limited, and stuck as it waits in its cocoon. It might feel like time is dragging on and on, But in that cocoon, a miraculous transformation is taking place. When the time is right, the butterfly emerges, more beautiful and free than ever before. That's what God is doing with your life. Those years that felt wasted were your cocoon. And now, God is getting ready to bring forth the butterfly within you. I want you to feel encouraged and hopeful today. Your life is not defined by the years you think you've wasted. It is defined by the God who loves you, who has a plan for you, and who is working all things together for your good. He is faithful, and his promises are true. He will reward your patience, your faith, and your perseverance. Remember, God's rewards are not always material. They are often deeper and more meaningful. He rewards us with peace in our hearts, with joy that surpasses understanding, and with a sense of purpose and direction. He gives us relationships that enrich our lives and opportunities that allow us to grow and thrive. He gives us the strength to face each day with hope and confidence, knowing that He is with us every step of the way. So, as you go through your...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Days, don't be discouraged by what seems like wasted time. Trust that God is at work. Trust that He is weaving together the tapestry of your life in ways that are beautiful and perfect. Trust that He will reward all those years in ways you cannot even imagine. My dear friends, powerful truth. God never abandons His children. Even in the moments when you feel forgotten, He is right there with you. He is the loving Father who sees every tear, hears every prayer, and feels every heartache. He is the one who collects your tears in a bottle and promises to turn your mourning into joy. It's easy to get caught up in the belief that our past defines us. But let me assure you, your past does not dictate your future. God is in the business of transformation. He specializes in taking broken pieces and creating something beautiful. He is the artist who takes the shattered fragments of our lives and makes a masterpiece. Maybe you feel like you've made too many mistakes, that you've gone too far off course. But remember, God's grace is greater than any mistake. His love is deeper than any regret. He is the God of second chances, of new beginnings, and of endless possibilities. When you turn to Him, He takes all those wasted years and turns them into something glorious. Think about the lessons you've learned during those times of struggle. Think about the strength you've gained, the wisdom you've acquired, the compassion you've developed. These are the treasures that God has been cultivating in you, treasures that will serve you well in the future. Every trial, every challenge has a purpose. God uses them to prepare you for the greater things He has planned. Sometimes, we need to go through a period of waiting and preparation to be ready for the blessings God has in store. It's like a seed planted in the ground. It takes time for it to grow, to break through the soil, and to reach for the sunlight. But when it does, it blossoms into something beautiful and full of life. Your life is like that seed. It may take time, but the growth is happening, even if you can't see it yet. I want you to reflect on this. God sees the bigger picture. We often see only a small part of our lives, but God sees the entire tapestry. He knows how each piece fits together, how each moment, each decision, each experience contributes to the whole. Trust in His vision. Trust that He is working everything out for your good. Let's talk about hope. Hope is a powerful force. It is the anchor that keeps us steady in the storms of life. It is the light that guides us through the darkest valleys. Hope is what allows us to see beyond our current circumstances and to believe in a brighter future. God is the source of that hope. He is the one who plants it in our hearts and nurtures it with His promises. If you ever feel overwhelmed by the weight of your past, remember this. God's love for you is unconditional. It is not based on your performance or your achievements. It is not diminished by your failures or your regrets. His love is constant, unchanging, and everlasting. You are His beloved child, and nothing can separate you from His love. In those moments of doubt and fear, turn to God in prayer. Lay your burdens at His feet. Open your heart to His healing touch. Allow His love to wash over you and renew your spirit. He is always listening, always ready to comfort and guide you. He is the refuge you can run to, the rock you can stand on. As we move forward, let us embrace the promise of restoration. God is a restorer. He restores broken hearts, broken dreams, and broken lives. He takes what the enemy meant for evil and turns it for good. He restores our souls and renews our strength. He gives us beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair. Believe that your best days are not behind you. They are ahead of you. God has plans for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He is opening new doors, creating new opportunities, and setting the stage for a new chapter in your life. Embrace it with faith and confidence. Beloved, I want you to take a moment and think about your life. Reflect on those times that you've considered wasted. Think about the dreams that seemed to slip through your fingers, the opportunities that passed you by, the relationships that didn't turn out as you had hoped. I know it can be painful to revisit these moments, but I urge you to see them through a new lens, through the lens of God's unfailing love and grace. God is the ultimate redeemer. He doesn't just patch up our broken pieces. He makes all things new. He takes the years that we've written off as wasted and writes a new story, a story of redemption, restoration, and renewal. He turns our scars into stars, our messes into messages, and our trials into triumphs. This is His promise to us, and God's promises never fail. Let's talk about your future. God has amazing plans for you, plans that are beyond your wildest dreams. He knows the desires of your heart, and He wants to bless you in ways that you cannot even imagine. Trust that every tear, every heartache, every disappointment is being transformed into something beautiful. You might wonder, how can this be true for me? My past is too messy. I've made too many mistakes. But let me tell you this. God's love and grace are greater than any mistake you could ever make. His power to restore and redeem is boundless. He specializes in taking what seems broken beyond repair and making it whole again. Think about the times when you felt most lost. Those were the times when God was closest to you, even if you didn't realize it. He was holding you, guiding you, preparing you for something greater. The waiting and the pain were not in vain. They were the soil in which your future blessings were being planted. It's like the process of making a diamond. A diamond starts as a piece of carbon, subjected to intense heat and pressure over time. It's a slow, sometimes painful process. But in the end, a beautiful, valuable gem is formed. Your life is like that. The pressure, the heat, the waiting. It's all part of God's process to bring forth something precious and beautiful in you. God's reward for your wasted years isn't just about what you receive. It's also about who you become. It's about growing stronger, wiser, and more compassionate. It's about developing a deeper faith and a closer relationship with Him. It's about becoming the person He created you to be. Now, as we look ahead, let's do so with a heart full of hope and expectation. Believe that your best days are yet to come. Embrace the future with confidence, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. He is opening new doors, creating new opportunities, and leading you to places you've never dreamed of. I encourage you to take practical steps in this new season. First, let go of the past. Release the regrets, the what ifs, and the could have beens. They have no power over your future. Next, open your heart to God's leading. Spend time in prayer, seeking His guidance and direction. Trust that He will lead you to the right places, the right people, and the right opportunities. Lastly, keep your eyes on the bigger picture. Remember that God is at work in ways you cannot see. Every small step you take in faith, every act of kindness, every moment of perseverance is part of His greater plan. Trust that He is using you for a purpose far beyond what you can imagine. Dear friends, in our daily lives, it's easy to become consumed by the demands and pressures we face. We often get caught up in the hustle and bustle, forgetting to take a moment to breathe, to reflect, and to connect with God. But I encourage you to find those moments of stillness. Take time each day to be quiet, to listen to God's voice, and to feel His presence. These moments of connection will renew your spirit and strengthen your faith. Let's talk about forgiveness, both forgiving others and forgiving yourself. Holding on to bitterness and regret can weigh you down and hinder your progress. But forgiveness is a powerful act of letting go. It frees you from the chains of the past and opens your heart to healing and new possibilities. Remember, God has forgiven you for every mistake, every misstep. He does not hold your past against you, so you shouldn't hold it against yourself. Embrace His forgiveness and extend that same grace to others. As we journey together, let's also commit to being a source of light and love in the world. There are so many people around us who are struggling, who feel lost or forgotten. By sharing our stories of redemption and hope, we can inspire others to believe in the possibility of a brighter future. Be kind, be compassionate, and be willing to lend a helping hand. Your acts of kindness, no matter how small, can have a profound impact on someone's life. Let's talk about dreams and visions. What dreams have you set aside because you thought it was too late? What visions have you let go of because you felt unworthy or incapable? I urge you to revisit those dreams. Dust off those visions. God has placed them in your heart for a reason. He has equipped you with unique gifts and talents, and He wants to see you use them for His glory. It's never too late to pursue your passions and to walk in the purpose God has for you. We all have a unique path to follow, and it's important to stay true to that path. Don't compare your journey to someone else's. God's plan for you is uniquely tailored to who you are. Trust that He knows what is best for you, and follow His lead with confidence. He is the author of your story, and He writes each chapter with love and precision. Beloved, I want to leave you with a message of hope and encouragement. God's promises are true, and His plans for you are good. He will reward all your wasted years, not because of anything you've done, but because of His great love and mercy. Trust in His timing, and believe in His power to transform your life. Your best days are ahead of you. Walk forward with confidence, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Dear friends, I want to encourage you to hold on to the promises of God. It is natural to have moments of doubt and fear, but always remember that God is faithful. He has promised to reward all your wasted years, and He will do it in ways that will exceed your greatest expectations. In those moments when you feel weary or discouraged, lean into your faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen, even when you cannot see the way forward. Trust that God is paving a path for you. He is the light in your darkness, the hope in your despair, and the strength in your weakness. Keep your eyes fixed on Him, and He will guide you through every storm. I want to talk about resilience. Life will throw challenges our way, and there will be times when we feel knocked down, but resilience is the ability to rise again, to keep moving forward despite the obstacles. God has given you a spirit of resilience. He has equipped you with everything you need to overcome. Remember, it's not about never falling. It's about rising every time you fall. Your resilience is a testament to God's power within you. Now, let's focus on the future. The past is behind you, and God is doing a new thing. He is opening new doors, creating new opportunities, and setting you on a path of victory. Embrace this new season with open arms. Be expectant, be hopeful, and be ready to receive all that God has in store for you. Take practical steps to prepare for the blessings that are coming. Set new goals, dream new dreams, and take action towards them. Trust that God will provide you with the resources, the wisdom, and the connections you need to achieve your dream.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Step out in faith, knowing that God is with you and that He is guiding your every step. I want to share some practical advice for embracing this new season of your life. Set clear goals. Write down your goals and dreams. Make them specific and actionable. Break them down into smaller, manageable steps. This will help you stay focused and motivated as you work towards them. Stay positive. Maintain a positive attitude. Surround yourself with positive influences. Read uplifting books, listen to inspiring music, and spend time with people who encourage you. Positivity attracts positivity. Take care of yourself. Your physical, mental, and spiritual health are important. Make time for self-care. Eat well. Exercise regularly and get enough rest. Spend time in prayer and meditation. This will keep you strong and ready to embrace the blessings that are coming your way. Be open to new opportunities. Be open to the new opportunities that God is bringing your way. Sometimes blessings come in unexpected forms. Be willing to step out of your comfort zone and try new things. Keep the faith. Above all, keep your faith strong. Trust in God's promises and His timing. Even when things don't go as planned, know that God is in control and that He is working all things together for your good. As we embrace this new season, let's do so with hearts full of gratitude and expectation. Let's celebrate the journey we've been on and look forward to the amazing future that lies ahead. God is faithful, and He will reward all your wasted years in ways that will leave you in awe. As we close this message, let's come together in prayer. Let's thank God for His faithfulness, for His promise to reward all our wasted years, and for the hope and future He has prepared for us. Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you for the promise that you will reward all our wasted years, and that you will bring beauty from the ashes of our past. As we seek your presence, we ask for your guidance and blessings in every aspect of our lives. Lord, we lift up to you our financial needs. You know our struggles and our desires to provide for ourselves and our loved ones. We pray for your provision and wisdom in managing our resources. Open new doors of opportunity. Grant us favor in our endeavors. And bless the work of our hands. Help us to trust in your timing and to be good stewards of all that you have given us. We also pray for healing. Father, for those who are suffering from physical ailments, we ask for your healing touch. Restore their bodies to health, strengthen their spirits, and bring comfort to their hearts. For those who are dealing with emotional pain or mental health struggles, we pray for your peace and comfort. Heal their minds, lift their spirits, and surround them with your love and support. Lord, we seek your restoration in our lives. You are the God who makes all things new. We ask that you restore broken relationships, mend broken hearts, and bring healing to the wounds of our past. Help us to forgive ourselves and others, to release bitterness and regret, and to embrace the new beginnings you offer. Renew our spirits, fill us with hope, and guide us on the path to a brighter future. Father, we trust in your promises and your perfect plan for our lives. We know that you are working all things together for our good, even when we cannot see it. Strengthen our faith. Help us to persevere and remind us of your constant presence with us. May we find peace in your love, joy in your blessings, and hope in your promises. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for the miracles you are already working in our lives. We trust in your goodness, and we look forward to the future with confidence, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.